Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Monday morning in Nashville, Tennessee, and streaming live on Periscope, YouTube, and on Twitch as well, talking Titans and all things NFL free agency. And to help us do that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our good friend Corey Curtis from News 2. Corey, what's going on, brother? How are we doing?
I am fantastic. Somebody was a little sleepy this morning and forgot to turn his phone back on, so I apologize.
That's okay. You're all good, and anytime you can get more sleep, I'm a big fan of it. So,
well, you know, I couldn't sleep last night, and then draft day came on,
yeah.
And I was up till like 3 in the morning watching Vontae Mack get picked again.
Hey, great movie.
Draft day.
Very well done by you. Corey, what have you thought of the Titans and the moves that they've made so far in free agency, the departures that they've had, as well as you look at the picture and where it currently sits with the Titans? What have been your thoughts?
Well, first off, you know, we all debated Jonnu and Corey, and once the Patriots gave Jonnu $50 million, I mean, that was never even a possibility. I mean, I think that's one of the most bloated contracts in the entire NFL this season. And I love Jonnu, and I'm glad he's getting every penny he's getting. But I just don't know how many teams were lining up to give him 12, to where they had to give him 12 and a half. And then they made the decision that they had to get better on defense. And you know what? That's right. So the offense will take a little hit. But if they can score 26, 27 points a game instead of 30 and even be average on defense, it should put them in position to be a lot more competitive for the big game. And that's what it's all about. And I'm a little surprised because, you know, Bud Dupree has been number one on my list for a while for them. And I didn't think that they would be able to spend like they did. But, you know, getting rid of both corners allowed them to do that. And so, you know, they made their move. And, you know, I always say if you got a move and you want to make it, you know, and you think it's going to make your team better, you go for it. And they did.
So you just said Bud Dupree was number one for you. So maybe this answers the questions. But do you think they are better on defense as things stand?
Well, Joe, I think they could have put you and Porth out there on the edges and been a little bit better than they were last year.
Not much confidence in me.
well, Robbie, you're a little spindly for the edges. We're going to put you in the secondary because they got a bunch of corner openings.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're a head-hunting safety.
And I think that's the big key, is regardless of who they put in the secondary, those guys will be better if they can actually hit the quarterback. And, you know, I think, you know, Autry was a sneaky signing. That I don't know a lot of us, you know, saw coming. I'm sure there's people putting up their hands saying, I did, and that's great if you did. Now, if he can perform like he has, you know, in the past and get to the quarterback from the inside, you know, they got four guys who should be able to get to the quarterback and four guys who should, you know, make each other better. But as we've seen, you've got to have some depth in the pass rushing department. And, you know, so they could use another, but yeah, I mean, I think they're better. I think they should be better. I mean, look, I've been talking about Adoree Jackson, that $10.2 million hit, for a couple of months now. And it just, his play to me could not justify it. I read how Giant fans are all excited how talking about if they get Adoree Jackson that they're going to have an elite level defense. And I'm like, did they not watch him to finish last season? But, you know, When guys are available, suddenly, you know, every fan in the world thinks they're the greatest player ever. And so I think that tends to be the case. But, you know, they're going to have to get some corners who can play, and we'll see if these guys can play. But if they rush the passer, they'll all be better, and they should be in line to do that.
Corey Curtis from News 2 on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And, Corey, obviously, when you look at the receiving room right now, outside of A.J. Brown, there's some gigantic holes in the receiving room going to have to be addressed in the draft as well. I'm curious, if this is the route that the Titans continue to go and they don't address it, you know, obviously not a big name in free agency at this point, how comfortable would you be going into this next season with maybe two guys coming in from the draft that could serve as your number two and number three wide receivers?
Not very comfortable. Because, look, they need somebody who can block. And I know that doesn't sound great for receivers, but it's one of the reasons that Derrick Henry, you know, rushed for 2,000 yards and has been the player he's been the last 3 years, is because Corey Davis is an excellent downfield blocker and helps turn 10-yard runs into 60-yard runs. And so, you know, you've got, you know, not only do you need two more receivers, you need one who can block. And, you know, I don't know how many rookie receivers come into the league really ready to block. And I don't think they want to roll out there with two rookie receivers. And I don't know if they want to roll out there with a rookie receiver and Cam Batson as their 2 and 3. Maybe they do. But I think there's cap space is about $14.5 million, which should leave them about $8 million or so for free agency still. So I think that they'll have enough to bring somebody in. Who that somebody is, you know, I'm not sure. There are still some guys out there. So we'll have to wait and see on that. But I would think there would have to be some kind of veteran coming in along with a high draft pick.
Well, and it's interesting you say that because as we're having this conversation, Terry McCormick from TitanInsider.com reporting that the Titans have reached a deal with Josh Reynolds, formerly of the Rams.
Hey!
52 catches, 618 yards last year, and 2 touchdowns. So there is a veteran wide receiver that Joe Rexroad was talking about earlier in the show.
I got one right. It makes up for the crappy bracket.
Yeah. Well, Joe, everybody's got a crappy bracket.
That's true.
So I wouldn't worry too much about that. But I mean, that, you know, he's a long guy. That's what always kind of struck me about him. He's kind of a long guy. You know, I'm sure he's going to fit their budget. You know, he's not going to be free, but he's not going to break the bank.
Right.
And he's a guy who, you know, with Jared Goff has put up numbers at some point, and he doesn't need to be a 1,000-yard receiver for the Titans. If he can be a 600 or 700-yard receiver, I think that could be plenty because I think A.J. Brown can be a 1,300, 1,400-yard receiver if he stays healthy.
Yeah, no, I like that because I feel like now you've got a guy who's played in this league who can be your three. And mm-hmm. although I'm with, you know, a rookie, there's no guarantees. There are so many good players. I think you can get a two. Obviously, you hope to have another A.J. Brown situation with a receiver in the draft. But if you pick the right one, I think you can, in today's draft pool, with this receiver draft, have a pretty decent two. Maybe not ideal, but at least, I mean, that's – like you've got to have some risk somewhere, right? And rely on draftees.
Yeah, I mean, at some point you got to have draft picks play for you. Otherwise, you have no chance against the salary cap. And you know, we've seen, you know, just look at, you know, what the Titans have done the last few years. And you know, we're watching a lot of these players walk. But you know, Jack Conklin was a big part of their success. Corey Davis was a big part of their success. Jonnu Smith was a big part of their success. You know, we've seen a lot of guys, you know, who they've picked, you know, and have played a lot of football. And you got to have draft picks step up and play. I mean, like Jayon Brown, was he a fourth or fifth rounder? And he's played a lot of football. And you don't, and you can't just, you know, they've been marginal kind of on their first round picks. They played a lot, but they haven't always been difference makers. But they have found some guys in the later rounds, Kevin Byard, Jayon Brown, and such, who have played a lot of football and been very meaningful players for them. And you've got to hit with some of those guys because the league is too expensive to not hit on draft day. And, you know, especially that is accentuated this year with the lowering of the cap. I mean, these GMs, they've all got to be good this year. They've all got to be on their game.
Corey Curtis from News 2 on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Corey, how surprised were you when the Titans moved on from Dennis Kelly? And as you look at that situation at right tackle right now, what's your concern level with Kendall Lamb coming in? He's been a career backup up until this point. How concerned are you about the right tackle spot?
Well, they've also got Tyson Braylow coming back, and so there will be some competition there. They could also draft somebody, not necessarily in the first round, but they could draft somebody who could come in and compete for that spot as well. I think, you know, they like the idea of having maybe, I don't want to use the word lesser guys, but like two guys who haven't been starters competing for that spot, you know, because, I mean, that's kind of what they've done in some other areas. They want guys to compete and make each other step up because you can't pay everybody. And that's, you know, you look at that offensive line, it did not surprise me at all that somebody, I thought on that line somebody was going to have to go because they were going to need the cap space. And I thought it would be Jones or Saffold because they would have created more cap room than Dennis Kelly. But they probably felt Kelly was more easily replaceable than those other two guys because Ben Jones has been the centerpiece and the leader of that group. And, And Saffold's played at a really high level. So I understand why they did that. And so, no, it did not surprise me that somebody on the offensive line went, because I thought somebody was going to have to go. And, you know, this is part of the NFL. Sometimes you just need guys, you know, they say next man up. You need somebody to step up, and this is where your pro scouts have to deliver. And they probably saw enough of Sambrello last year to think, we think he can compete for this job, because he played pretty well when Taylor went down. And you're talking about playing right side instead of left side. So we'll see what they can do. There's questions going into every season, and that will be, you know, that's where everybody will be looking. And if the Titans play the Arizona Cardinals, that's where J.J. Watt will be lining up.
Good point. How's your bracket? And I know you're a Saluki, but are you totally on the Sister Jean Loyola train now as a Chicagoan?
Well, you know, not just that Sister, you know, I told you guys I was a DePaul guy, and so right. Loyola was the other Chicago school. And they had a ball player named Alfrederick Hughes back in the day, who wasn't bad. He was a good player. He's a 20-point scorer. But I was never a Loyola fan. But a few years ago, when Belmont had the opportunity to join the Missouri Valley and passed it up, Loyola did not pass it up. And so as a Missouri Valley person, very excited to see the Missouri Valley 3-1 so far in the NCAA tournament.
Oh, yeah.
Dominating tournament play. And guys, I mean, I know it's the used word everyone's used. They throttled Illinois.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a really, really, really well-coached team. And Brian Mullins, who is our coach, was a point guard at SIU, was the assistant coach on that Loyola Final Four team. So Loyola being good isn't a surprise. You know, Loyola handling Illinois kind of as easily as they did is a surprise. I think people understand now they probably weren't an 8 seed by the way they played. But I think I heard Doug Gottlieb talking about it or something yesterday that, you know, once you get to the second, third rounds, you can pretty much throw seeds out the windows because everybody's good. And I think there's a lot of truth to that, especially this year. I mean, this is just such an odd year. But I tell you what, I wouldn't want to play them if I was anybody, that's for sure.
Corey Curtis from News 2 has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. And, Corey, thanks for taking time to join us today. As the resident Packers fan here, I wish you good luck and a lot of fun watching Andy Dalton quarterback the Bears next year.
I have already put up the white flag on my season, and I have submitted my resume to the McCaskey family to take over GM duties. I feel I am infinitely qualified compared to the staff that's rolling through there right now.
I can't say I necessarily disagree with you at all.
Some Ryan Pace shade.
Yeah, buddy.
On a Monday morning.
Just getting
well-deserved.
I beg everybody, if you are into the cap at all, go look at the Bears' contracts and then ask yourself, how does Ryan Pace have a job?
It's unbelievable. Corey, appreciate you taking time to join us, man.
All right, you guys have a good one.
You as well. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation on the Tennessee Titans and react to the signing of Josh Reynolds at wide receiver. What does it mean for the Titans as they move forward here? We'll discuss that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.